USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Mike Pence speaking at the Young Americans Foundation in Washington, D.C. last hour.
To restoring the unalienable right to life for every American, born and unborn. So we must not rest. We must not relent. We must not tire until we've restored the sanctity of life to the center of American law in every state in the nation. We save the babies. We'll save America.
Two Washington state men were arrested Friday for smuggling 91,000 fentanyl pills in potato chip containers. The men remain in custody. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that is approximately 100 times more potent than morphine and 50 times more potent than heroin. Nearly 108,000 people in America overdosed, leading to their death last year. USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
The federal government's student loan servicing contracts have been instructed to hold off on sending billing statements ahead of the August 31st deadline for ending the pandemic freeze on loan payments, giving companies a little more time to start loan collection processes if payments resume. Basing any kind of legislation on skin color is just wrong. One group in Florida says it's their right to do just that.
Florida is asking for a lawsuit against the law deemed the Stop Woke Act be thrown out. The legislation is aimed at how race-related lessons are taught in the workplace or classrooms. A challenge was filed by a business last month that called the measure a violation of the First Amendment. State attorneys disagree and say the measure only prevents companies from requiring training programs that feature racial elements. The next hearing in the case is scheduled in 2 weeks. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Russian-controlled lands in Ukraine have banned Google and YouTube, charging the company with inciting terrorism. This follows the ban of most Western social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook in May, leaving Ukrainians in Russian-occupied territories almost entirely limited to government-controlled Russian propaganda. India's 5G cell phone race kicked off Monday. A total of 72 gigahertz of 5G spectrum will be auctioned for the winning bids, which will retain the rights for 20 years. In total, the four bidders have put up an equivalent of $2.7 billion in money, the mandatory sum required to confirm a contract. Former President Trump campaign advisor Dick Morris on Newsmax announced if President Trump is reelected in 2024, there are reports he's going to once and for all drain the swamp of deep state career government officials.
That's a big historical tension in American politics. All officials used to be appointed. Andrew Jackson set that precedent. He said, they elected me president, so I should fill the administration with people who will do my policies. And then when that system became too corrupt, they replaced it in 1882 with the civil service system. But the problem is now the civil service marches to its own drummer. Yeah. Bill Clinton said it best. He said it's like running a cemetery. You have 1,000 people under you, but nobody listens to you.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.